At the dentist, we're reminded to brush and floss daily in order to stave off bad breath and keep our teeth healthy. But new science suggests that the stakes could be much higher. As NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, researchers now say they've pinpointed a direct association between gum infections and heart disease.
The study depended on recruiting elderly people who still had their teeth. And when they found them, Columbia University dentist Pano Papapano explains his group invited them in for a screening.
We brought them in, we examined them, and at the same time we scraped around the teeth to collect plaque, the bacteria around the teeth, and check whether they have this specific bacteria that cause gum disease.
Once they determined who harbored what kinds of bacteria, the participants were then asked to sit for a photo shoot. Lead researcher Moise Devalu explains a high-resolution ultrasound machine captured images of each participant's carotid artery. That's the big one on each side of the neck where you can pick up the pulse.
Because this artery is so close to the neck, that ultrasound allows you to actually measure the thickness of these arteries.
So when you took this picture of the carotid artery, what did you find?
What we found was that the people who had the highest levels of those bacteria in the mouth also had the thickest arteries in their neck.
What this means is that the people who had gum infections, or at least the bacteria that leads to them, also had the beginning stages of heart disease. Ralph Sacco is a neurologist at Columbia. He says he'd never expected that his work as a brain doctor would lead him to investigations of the mouth, but he says mounting evidence suggests that isolated infections in the body can lead to much broader systemic problems.
It may be that these chronic infection even in the teeth, set up the body for an inflammatory response that can then cross-react with blood vessels and lead to stroke and heart disease.
Going back to the 1930s, anecdotal cases of tooth infections leading to blood disease or even brain abscesses dot the medical literature, but these connections were never studied. Periodontist Sally Cram is a spokesperson for the American Dental Association. She says it's only been in the last decade that researchers have suspected a connection, and even more recent, they've started to pin it down.
Is there proof and scientific studies that say absolutely there is a direct link? No, but what we know is there are very strong correlations in many of the research studies that we've seen over the last 2 or 3 years.
The next phase of the study will be clinical trials that try to determine which comes first, the gum disease or the hardened arteries. It will take this kind of research to prove cause and effect. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.